Well, 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 Blockhead Nation, here we are. 100 plus episodes, 10 exciting guests, and many more to come, and the journey has just begun. Want to remind my listeners that your favorite Blockhead's associated with the Yogi's Podcast Network, where you can listen to The Nightly Rant with Mike and Toria. You can listen to Liberty Revealed and one of my personal favorites, The Elite Podcast Academy, that will teach you everything you need to know about being a professional podcaster to take your show from 0 to 60 in 5.2 with all the tips from Mike himself from the Yogi's Podcast Network. And also to remind you that I'm associated with the Dose Leprechauns page. Dose Leprechauns Media has taken off. The merchandise is looking great. Jason and Nate are killing it in the podcasting world, and Notre Dame football is looking promising. All that being said, the little redhead girl is giving me the go-ahead. So what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Broadcasting live. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. And it's possible that we may talk about none of that with the awesome guest that decided to swing by for a few minutes today. But before I introduce him, guys, you know very well that a break-in could happen at any time, anywhere. I'd like to talk to you about my friends over at Armor Concepts, the Easy Armor exterior and interior door security and protection installation that has been police-tested and recommended to prevent break-ins on your door. And their Door Armor Max Plus combo set provides the ultimate indoor kick protection, complete with a one-door armor jam shield, two mini-door shields, two hinge shields, and one door armor pry shield. So the fear of your house being kicked in by a burglar will cease to exist with the door protection kits provided for you for Armor Concepts. Make sure you use the link that I have for the blog page for this show, for yourfavoriteblockhead.com. Check out the blog, and you can see the link for Armor Concepts to prevent you from door kick-ins from now on. Now, guys, we have a blockbuster of a guest that decided to show up today. Why he come on this little mediocre podcast, I don't know. Maybe we can get that from him. But I will tell you now, this is a very influential pop culture podcast that is taking names and kicking butt across New York as we speak. And I want to introduce to you now my new friend and fellow podcaster, Brim, from the Grindhouse Radio. We have Will Brimstone on the show. If I say his last name, I'll butcher it, so I will introduce him now. Brim, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, brother? First and foremost, I am finally here on your favorite Blockhead podcast. Old Brimstone here getting down and dirty with the Blockhead himself. Let me tell you, brother, it is an honor and a privilege. Let me say, you know, I've seen some really cool things that you're putting up online. I wound up finding it by accident. And I said, man, oh, man, this dude's all right by me. So we became quick friends online. And here we are having a little bit of a conversation. Yeah.
Some kind of an online handshake took place, and one thing led to another. We put pen to paper, and that's another thing that's cool about it is that you do have a persona and an energy that you bring to podcasting that I'm hoping that I can somehow hang with you all the way through this show. So what I will do is just to hand it back over to give you the chance to be, I'm the gracious host and you're the guest. Can we talk a little bit about your work that goes on in New York, just to help out my friends over here in the southern part that hear my show? Can you tell me a little bit what's happening in New York with Grindhouse Radio, with the crew, maybe where it started, some of the groundwork, and what you guys are currently with? Let's hear it, my friend.
All right. Well, first and foremost, before we even get into GHR, what I do want to do is I want to bring it over to Peanuts, because you know what I'm saying? This is the name of your show. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it back at you before we go to GHR.
Okay.
And the fact is that Peanuts has been very near and dear to my family for many, many, many years. My uncle-in-law, who passed away last year, Bruce, you know, rest in peace, what do you call it? He was a huge, huge, huge fan of Peanuts, and what do you call it? And let me tell you, there was nothing but love, love, love. So, you know, sure. When I told my wife, I said, listen, I got to honor Uncle Bruce, and I'm going to do this podcast, in honor of Bruce. So Bruce Greenberger, this is for you. And
certainly.
Now we can continue. So now that being said, what do you call it? The Grindhouse Radio. So now for those of you who are not aware of who I am, that's cool. I appreciate that. What do you call it? I go under the stage name Brimstone. I've been Brimstone for over the last 20 years. I've encompassed the entire world of entertainment at one point or another. Never did adult. I won't do adult. That's I'm married. I'm happy. I'm good. Never did. I have a face for radio, not for that. Anyway,
so that being same thing here, brother. Exactly.
So that being said, what do you call it? There's a whole line of stuff that kind of came before the Grindhouse, but currently the Grindhouse Radio is one of the big things that I'm doing. I have a lot of other things that are going on as well, but the Grindhouse Radio is a pop culture based podcast. It's a broadcast. We are on some FM and AM network stations around the country as well, but we are primarily on iHeart, iTunes, Google, Spotify, and over 25 networks syndicated worldwide. So we do between 3.5 to 4 million listeners weekly, we're based in New York. So what's really cool is that, we've done a hell of a lot of things, in this world within the last 5 years. We've won the SCORE Small Business Championship. Not only did we win, the championship, we won the grand championship. So we were the top dog winners, which was amazing. We've won the best radio station on Long Island, where we're from, Long Island, New York, which is just about 45 minutes to an hour away from Manhattan, if you're not sure. Familiar with the area. We won 3 years in a row best radio station on Long Island. I've won the last 2 years in a row best celebrity personality on Long Island. My co-host Kim has been nominated for best personality on Long Island as well the last 3 years in a row. We're both up for it again. Of course, I won the last 2 years. Hopefully you'll all help me win again this year. If not, I'm not concerned.
You heard it here, Blockhead Nation. Let's support him.
Listen, what's cool about my win when I took that home is that I took out Billy Joel, who was the winner for the last 7 years prior. So I don't know how it happened. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, but it did. And booyah, I am a grand champion of that right now.
The people have spoken. Yep.
But moving forward, we do a tremendous amount of things with GHR. And, we do a 2-hour show once a week. We have our secondary shows, which are basically, a companion series. So I do Within Brim Skin, which is once a week. That comes out every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the Grindhouse Radio comes out on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just build and grow every episode. We have another one of my friends pop on, another one of our celebrity guests that pop on. And, we've had everybody that you can pretty much think of, and the list continues to grow. Everybody from here, you want me to name drop, I'll name drop. We got Phil Lamar. We've got, I have to think about everybody. Phil Lamar is Mad TV, Samurai Jack and all that jazz. Charles Martinet, who's Mario and Luigi from Nintendo. Erica Schroeder from Pokemon. Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas. You name it. And the list just goes on and on and on. The cool thing about what we do is we're not kind of stuck on any specific genre for our guests. We have everybody from music, and now everything in music. Our theme songs by Bumblefoot, formerly of Guns N' Roses. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, at the end of the day, we have everything from metal to hip hop to rock. DMC was over in studio, a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Who came over and did something a few weeks ago. We do. We have models on. We have and these are all major names. Voiceover actors and actresses, performance capture this past week. We had, from Red Dead Redemption 2. So any of you video game lovers out there, we had Alex McKenna on, who's again, another close friend. So we try to really, kind of move and shake around. So this way you get a good idea of pop culture in general. And we don't do interviews, we do roundtable discussions because you know what? It's more fun that way. It's more interesting. I've done so many times around the country where, you know, I'm signing at events and then they ask me, they're like, hey, Brim, you've been requested to come and do a hosting panel, you know, by one of the guests. And, you know, it's usually because they know I'm going to come out there and we're going to have a good time and I'm not going to, you know, put them in a bad way. It's always friends
sure,
first.
Yeah.
You know, and what's cool about it is that, you know, I'll go out there and I'll give you everything except for what you're expecting, because the fact of the matter is somebody who's working on the show, The Walking Dead. All right. Just because they're working on The Walking Dead doesn't mean that's the only thing that they've done. And that's not. And they get the same questions over and over and over and over and over again. So what do you want to do? You want to do something different. So anybody who's out there doing any radio broadcasting, podcasting, television, whatever, keep it fresh, keep it different, enjoy it. You want to touch on those subjects because you got to give the fan service that's needed. But at the end of the day, you also need to keep your guest entertained. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's been something that I've done, thankfully, knock on wood, you know, for many years now. So,
and there you have it. Yep. I have to agree with you on that one, just to intervene, because the last show we had was a round table with two guys that are starting to make their way into the podcasting world. They're trying to get their imprint in there. So boggles my mind that you would take the time for a commonplace man like me to be able to come on. I still appreciate it. I'm pinching myself whether you want to take that as in humbleness or not. Have a slice of humble pie. I don't know what to tell you, but I will mention this because of the fact that I have several people that have been said, you're right. We've mixed it up pretty good. That was a nice little throwback. I'm going to have to go ahead and get on the pitcher's mound with you now here, because there are several people that have been blowing up my phone or blowing up my social media asking questions about becoming a first time, I guess you can say, newbie podcaster. And they keep asking me questions about, okay, so I need to get on iTunes. That's the holy grail. Okay, do I get go out and get sponsors? And I'm kind of going, you got to put the brakes on for a second. If you're going to get into podcasting, one thing I will tell you is three words, and it's burn the ships. In other words, if you're going to be in, don't dabble in and out of it. People tell you that in the stock market. If you're in, you need to stay in and not get off of that roller coaster. There's something about being in podcasting now with the wave that it is, being pioneers and trailblazers like you and I are, or the new guys that want to come up and get into it. I just want to know, since you are so well-rounded, you had so many of these big names that are out there, to keep them inspired, what would you tell a brand new podcaster that is coming in that wants to get started, you know, so they don't take the cart before the horse? What would be the advice you would give them, my friend?
Well, first and foremost, the fact that you're calling yourself a small podcaster is absurd. Don't say that, because at the end of the
Touché.
Day, everybody is important. And you know, and at the end of the day, you're putting in just as much work as everybody else. Should you put in more? Probably, but everybody can. Okay. that's just the name of the game.
And, I'll give you that one. Yeah.
You know, the fact is that I don't care if you have one person listening or a couple million people listening. Anybody who would like to spend the time listening to my story and who I am and who I'm speaking with, that's an honor for me to go out there and do that. And I appreciate, you know, everybody who does take the time to have me on their shows, anybody who does have the opportunity to take the time and listen to, you know, us discuss things as well. So that being said, you know, always talk up, never down, brother. Don't look backwards. You're not going that direction. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
So, you know, that being said, you know, my advice is, you see, here's the thing. First and foremost, consistency is key, okay? If
sure.
you're going to do something, not only do you need to be consistent with it, you need to do it properly. You need to do it 150%, if not 200%, because 100% just doesn't work. Now, the key about podcasting is the fact that anybody can essentially do it. You know, anybody could pick up a microphone, pick up a phone, and sit and come up with a show. So you know, the fact is I encourage people to, you know, start their own shows and put themselves out there, because it's good. It's good for people and their self-esteem and their work ethic. And, you know, look, you never know what can happen. You could become the next big thing. So the fact of the matter is everybody has a voice and everybody should be heard. And if you have the opportunity to put yourself out there, I 100% say that you should do it. Now, the fact of the matter is me discussing about, you know, how you should do it and how you should go about it. To be completely blunt and honest, I mean, myself and the GHR crew, we actually go and we do seminars at libraries, universities, schools, the whole nine yards. And we do podcast 101, 201, 301, you know, in terms of how to get started, what to do, how to do it. You know, we touch on everything from, you know, the basics to legal to, you know what I mean, to everything in between. And that's the thing, you know, when we do these things, it's not something that I could sit down and kind of just talk about here. I could, but we'd be going on for a long time, and we've got other things and other you know, topics to touch on. But the fact is, you know, if we are in the area, or if you find out that, you know, someone in your area would like us to come in and teach these classes, I'm more than happy to, you know, to you know, entertain the idea. What do you call it? You know, it depends on where you are. As long as there's travel, things are involved, you know, that is taken care of by my office. But that being said, this, you know, to kind of break it down more simplistically, you know, if you want to start a show, first and foremost, what's your idea? Write it on paper. What's your idea? That's first and foremost. Make sure it's something that you're going to be able to continue to do week after week after week. Why? Because I said you got to be consistent. Second of all, have a name. Come up with a name that you're going to be able to base and brand yourself off of. Now, I'm a very big brand person. I'm very big on branding and branching out. So you have to have a solid brand to branch out from. So that being said, you need to make sure you have a name that's not being used by anybody else. Once you find out that this is the name you're going to use, go right away on social media. And what do? Make sure it's not being used there. Pick it up. Grab it. Make sure you own it. On top of that, pick up the website. It costs you $15 just to get the URL. You can redirect it if you don't do, you know, websites and whatever. You can redirect it directly to a, you know, your iHeart, iTunes, whatever account you want it to go to.
Right.
Facebook, even, whatever it is. But the fact is, own your stuff. If you're going, you have to make a decision on whether you're going to do it with by yourself or with a partner, or, you know, you're going to have guests, not have guests. You can see that my point is, there's so much to kind of go down, but the basics, you know, make sure you have an idea, a name, figure out when you're going to do it, and set the time and place every single week so you can stay consistent. Why?
You
consistency
just told
is key.
The story. Yeah, you just told the story of your favorite blockhead. When I saw the domain name was available and nobody had taken it, and I'm looking through all the sites. Is it there? Is it there? Couldn't find anything. So it started with the blog, then it became the podcast. So that's, again, I want people to hear that, is you've got to grab it up while you can, because once you have made yourself an imprint in Google, when you come across the board, there you go. And nobody else had that domain. I'm so glad that you said that, Bram. That means a lot. Again, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just I had to, because a lot of guys asked me that question. I'm like, did that come across? It was available, and nobody had taken it. And thus, you just explained the story to this day of how your favorite blockhead came to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. The fact is that there's a lot that goes into it, but you can either put in a little bit of that lot, or a whole lot of that lot, or even more of that. You see what I'm saying? Like there's. I hope I'm making sense. The fact is, we at the Grindhouse Radio, we, you know, from the beginning, we built it as a business. It was a business that is now, we have, you know, we have an office, we have our studio, we have a green room, we have employees, we have, you know, the whole nine yards. We deal with all national clientele and international clientele, household names, you know, Kikkoman, 7-Eleven, Wendy's, sure. Main and Tail. You know what I mean? And these are the people that we deal with and we cut things for, you know, and I do a lot of influencing for these companies. So, you know, you've got to put the time and effort in. And yes, just because I have been in the industry since I'm 5, all right, does that help me? To a certain extent. But at the end of the day, I put the time and the effort in, because you know, just like in sales, it's not about what you did for me yesterday, it's what you're doing for me today. So you have to stay relevant. You have to continuously put stuff out there and be out there in order to succeed. And, you know, you gotta have the numbers to make it happen. If we didn't have the numbers, we wouldn't have the people that we have working for us, no matter how big of a name that I am.
There you go. It's all working out.
Makes sense.
It does, and there you have it. It's all making sense for me. It sounds to me like my listenership that tunes in will very much be able to attribute to what you have to say today. They'll be able to apply it in their podcast. So looking at that, we have covered about our podcast and yours, and the information is going to be there. I'll make sure that the links are all there for your Instagram, your Facebook, and for the actual website for grindhouseradio.com. Mm. That's all going to be available in the notes for the blog page. I'll make sure those are plugged as often as I can. But I will ask this. Thanks. We really haven't talked about how, are there other podcasts that are out there, since Spotify and Apple Podcasts right now are the real big talk? Those are the big ones. Maybe there's some other ones. Podcast One's really big. Are there some other shows that you wouldn't mind sharing with my listenership, with the Blockhead Nation, that probably they should be tuning into, even I should be tuning into? Are there some other podcasts that have influenced you, or that maybe you should tell people to be jumping on this particular train while you can? Is there a couple of them out there you can share?
Well, first and foremost, I'll always go back to, good friends of mine, Mike and Ming. If you've ever watched, Comic Book Men on AMC, Mike and Ming from the Secret Stash and Comic Book Men, very close friends of mine. Actually going to see Mike this weekend. And the podcast they do I Sell Comics, and they do a bunch of other things like the Mike and Ming show. I Sell Comics is on the Smodcast. It's on Smodco. I've been on there a bunch of times. And then they also do the Mike and Ming show, which is on their own network, which is, I can't believe I'm blanking out on it. Well, it doesn't matter. Just look up the Mike and Ming podcast. You'll find it. But they're doing their thing, and they're an amazing studio as well, where you could rent out their studio space. So they're in Jersey, we're on Long Island. Anybody who's looking to rent out studio space and be in a professional setting, I mean? You can utilize us, you can utilize Mike and Ming studio. But that's one of the places that, two of the shows that I'd say to listen to if you're into pop culture like that. Circling the Drain, they actually do their show out of the GHR studios. They're pretty awesome. It Came From the Radio. They're a fun gang. Matter of fact, I give them credit because they're the ones that introduced me to the people over at iHeart. So always kudos to them. And, It's I don't have a crazy amount of time to sit and listen to anything, because I'm going at all times, all hours of the day. And, I'm lucky I'm still married, but I have a supportive wife, so that's a good thing. I don't have time to listen to the podcasts, I spend a lot of my time, if I'm not doing everything else, my free time, I'm on social media trying to kind of meet people and talk and just enjoy. And I'll listen to people's clips and I'm like, oh, that sounded cool, whatever. I could never take the time to listen to the whole show. I just don't have the opportunity to. When I'm in my office, because if I'm not touring, signing, or, out doing filming or whatever it is, I'm in my studio. I'm not a lazy celeb. I work my rear end off. So I am in there first thing in the morning till way later than I should most of the time. I do a tremendous amount of foundations and so forth that I just, everything takes up time. That's before I even get to spend time with my family. So, understand, like, when I say, I don't listen to them, it's not because I don't want to. I just don't.
Sure.
I physically don't have the time. Right. Those are a couple that you could definitely tune into that I can definitely say they're really fun podcasts. The Magic Kim Tom is my co-hosts, Kim and Tom from GHR. They have their show, Magic Kim Tom. That's out there. It's a Disney podcast. So, if you guys want to check that out, that's fun. Certainly. You know what I mean? I can vouch for them. The thing with a lot of podcasts is, and I've done a lot of them. I've done a lot of guest appearances because, like I said, I like to, if my name hopefully brings in some more people, or if I can educate people, or if I can just catch a couple of fans who haven't gotten the chance to hear me, converse with you, it's important for me to do. So, but the problem is a lot of podcasters, they don't do it as regularly as they should. Another Seriously. Good one also. High Vibe Advocate, the High Vibe Advocate. I've done that with her. She's fantastic. Now, funny enough, she came from one of my, one of the GHR podcasting classes. She wound up putting out her show after coming to see us, and she was, she's been successful. So you've got that. And, I've got a bunch of other people that have gone out there and they've been to our classes, and They're doing their shows out there now. So what do you call it? Knock on wood. I guess we're doing something right. But it that's another good like one. It. High Vibe Advocate. There yeah, you check go. Them I mean, out. That's all positivity, life, you know, good stuff.
You've dabbled very much into the world of education and entertainment, and that's very much what the Blockhead Nation is about too. So therefore, no wonder the stars aligned that allowed us to have this chance. And I'm sure as much as you talk about how hard work is paying off, the rest of the world might find that insane. Maybe they are pod fading, as we know, because they think, oh, I jump into a couple of episodes and it falls through. About 28% of those podcasts out right now are as consistent as you and I are. I mean, I just looked at the numbers yesterday. That's just for one entity. iHeartRadio is not one I'm trying to discourage. It's just one of those, when you look at the numbers, man, those two are really skyrocketing. But iHeartRadio has such a solid foundation. It's a thrill to be part of that one. You've been on that one for a while. And guys, again, you know, if you didn't know right now, we are listening to Will Brimstone from the Grindhouse Radio podcast and the Grindhouse Radio segment. We've got all of their websites that are going to be available on the show. But as you know, I've got my friends that I make sure that I talk about. And you know very well with the kids being in school for the next couple of months for Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're still not eating healthy. You're probably not doing well in the office with your snack solutions. We'd like to talk to you today about Earthbox. My friends over at Earthbox are the solution to your snacking issues during the holiday season. They continue to keep it seasonal, and they keep it delicious, and they keep it healthy all through the month. You get these delivered right to your door, and they're jam-packed with snacks. And they have to make sure that they pass strict ingredient sourcing, calorie, nutrition, and manufacturing standards to be at your door in a timely manner. So follow the link in my description of this podcast today, and Blockhead's going to get you $10 off of your first order and a free box. You heard that right. That's a lot of snacks coming your way. $10 off your order plus a free box. When you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code EARTHBOX10. That's all going to be uppercase, two numbers. It's going to be in the blog page, URTHBOX10, EARTHBOX10, to get $10 off of your snacks and a free box from your friends over at Earthbox. And that's a thank you from your favorite Blockhead, one way you can support the show. Now, getting back to shows, besides we covered podcast, I know you mentioned you don't have a lot of time because you're in the grind and you're part of it all day long. Have there been movies or TV shows in the world of pop culture that have really inspired you, Brim, to be able to go forward in the world you're in? Or is there some from maybe the guys in the round table itself? What are some big movies and TV shows you guys like to talk about? Let it rip.
Well, first of all, remember, just Brimstone or Brim. Don't use my first name. Because I don't want people to try to look up anything wrong. But what do you call it? And shame on you. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
But yeah, just Brimstone or Brim, what do you call
There's
it?
There's my slap on the wrist already.
Slap there. No, anyway, the you know, listen, I enjoy many, many genres of you know, of television and film and music. I'm kind of one of those variety guys. Again, I don't have a tremendous amount of time to watch everything, but my you know, the things I am carve out time for every week. My wife and I watch The Walking Dead religiously. I've been to Talking Dead 3 times. You know, I know Hardwick, what do you call it? I know a good part of the cast. And what do you call it? Like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I enjoy Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead. Matter of fact, Mo Collins from Fear the Walking Dead will be on in next week is Debbie Derryberry, who is what do you call it, Jimmy Neutron, and then
you
I think
heard it here, Blockhead Nation, week, be watching. Yeah,
I think the following week is Mo Collins, one or the other. But anyway, so so Fear the Walking Dead, Walking Dead. We watch that religiously. We also watch American Horror Story. It's another one of our favorites, even though, you know, sometimes the seasons are not as wonderful as they necessarily should be, but that doesn't take away from the acting. The acting is usually on point. Sometimes the stories are just a little wonky. You know, we try to pay attention to, now, what do you call it? The one thing that we've been watching every week is, what do you call it? Oh my God, The Masked Singer, which has been really, really fun. It's a bit of fun show. The first season was a train wreck. Hated everything about the judges and everything. I still don't like the judge. I don't like the panel at all. I think it's the worst panel possible for the show. No offense to anybody on the panel. I just don't like it.
The brimstone's getting preheated a little bit, fellas.
Yeah, just a little bit. What do you call it? But at the end of the day, it's come a long way since the first season, and I'm really enjoying the second season a lot more. I wish that I had the time to watch Dancing with the Stars. I wanted to be on that show, but my buddy Kel Mitchell is on it right now, and he's doing pretty well. So, root for him, cheer for him, vote for him. But Kel is on, so I don't get to watch the entire show, but I'll tune in and watch the clips. You know what I
Well, the
mean? Just to
Blockhead
see how he
Nation will
did.
support that for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, definitely hit that up. And I mean, like that's that we try to watch some cartoons to keep it fun in here. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Yes.
We're most of the time, if I am home and the TV's on, we've got, the cartoons or kids shows on in the background.
Yeah.
So, because I
Background
have a little one.
noise. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But are there a million other shows and movies that we love? Of course. I loved the whole anything Marvel has been fantastic. I think that it's a great thing that Marvel and Sony decided to work together again to hold, make sure that Spider-Man stayed with Marvel, at least for now. Sony put on their big boy pants, congratulations. And I don't care if I work for Sony, I'd rather work for Disney. But that being said, there's so many really cool things that are out there that, to choose just one, I mean, I couldn't. My favorite movies of all time are Young Guns 1 and 2. That's my
Oh,
favorite
wow.
movies. Followed up
Good
by
ones.
Mobsters. What do you call it? Christian Slater and all them. Those are
Sure.
my favorite flicks. And again, there's so many more that I can't, I couldn't possibly name them. Influence
Right.
wise, I am influenced by everything. Who I am, my culture, was influenced by where I was brought up. I was the only white kid in an all black area. I grew up, as a hip hop kid. And then my mother decided that she didn't want me to go to the middle school there. Notice I called it middle school, not junior high, because my wife
Yeah.
yells at me when I say it's junior high instead of middle school. So
There's a
it's
big
middle school.
misconception of that across the nation, so it's somewhere in the middle anyway. So.
So I wound up not going to the middle school. My mother put me in an all-white Jewish school because I'm Jewish, and what do you call it? So I went to that school, and everybody was into rock and metal. So I went from being a hip-hop guy and to all rock and metal, and I was a drummer. I was a musician. So what do you call it? And that got my style of music going,
Yeah.
and that led me to the next thing and to the next thing. And
Some
that is why
serious
I feel,
diversity
I'm.
there, right there. Lots of
Yeah, man.
diversity.
I think that really carved out, the way I was going to kind of, handle my career, because I wanted to be diverse. I wanted to be more than what just a one trick pony. And it's funny because my wife and I talk about it all the time. There's a lot of people that are out there, and they get big for one thing, and then they ride that son bitch till the wheels fall off. And that's cool, and I get it. But for me, it would be boring. I like the fact that, I've done many things, and I've succeeded in pretty much every one of them. Did I make it to the mountaintop in every single one of them? No, but I've gotten there. And look, you only go as far, as you'll try and give the effort for. You know what I mean? And I put in, 200 or more percent of the effort. I started off my career, as And I just completely went off the rails, but I'm just going to go with it anyway. But I started
That's
my career
okay.
off on, on another, show that was very influential for many kids. I started my career on Sesame Street as well as Romper Room. So I was a child actor on both of those. Then I toured I wound up doing music and so forth. I had always wanted to be a comic book artist. What do you call it? But the drumming really came to me, and I wound up becoming a drummer. I went to school for music. I toured the world in music, and then I flipped it. And what do you call it? I flipped it into professional wrestling because I got sick of being in a five-way marriage for many years. So you know what I mean? So notice the diversity. I went from one to the other. But the funny
Definitely.
thing is I've always kept things from other parts and points of my career intertwine. And it'll make a little more sense as I move forward. You know, the professional wrestling years, I've worked for every acronym known to man. That's as far as we're going to go there. But, you know, the professional wrestling, you know, when I first got into that, since I knew in the music industry, you know, the best way to do things is to, you know, be able to build and brand a name and have something that has longevity. So, you know, when I was coming up with a name, you know, I wanted to come up with something that was going to be, you know, fun, powerful, and something that I could branch off of and build on, because remember, you got to think business. So, you know, the Brimstone name was one out of a hell of a lot, a couple thousand names that every time I went to training, you know, we knocked it down. I knocked it down, and there was Brimstone. Now, the Brimstone, you know, character I wrestled for, you know, just about 20 years I was in the industry. What do you call it? When I was deciding to wind down, I was over backstage at TNA, and I was doing a thing. I was talking to them, and we were having discussions, and you know, I was deciding whether I really wanted to continue wrestling or not. There's a lot of BS, just like there is in any other, you know, world of sports or music or whatever. Sure. It's just, you know, it's something that, you know, did I want to continue? And then I said, you know what? I also, whether I continue or not, I need to know whether or not I'm going to be able to do this in the next 20 years. And the answer to that is, yeah, you could, but do I really want to be that guy who's, you know, in his 50s and 60s still getting in a ring to try to collect a paycheck? And the answer to that was no. So, you know, I figured, what's the best way to continue to build and brand? And I thought that professional wrestlers are comic book characters. See where I'm going? Back to the beginning, where I wanted to be a comic book artist, except instead of being an artist, we wound up making the Brimstone character into a comic book, a kid's book, and so forth. And we took the origin of the Brimstone character from pro wrestling, and we wrapped it into the comic book if it was real life, threw in some Mayan mythology, which is what, a lot of my character was built on, and so forth. And there you have, Yeah. There you have an actual, comic book. So the comic book, sure. Within that, now that I was doing the comic, I said, well, now I have to go out and support it again. So when I went out to do that, I did. I decided that I told my director of operations at the time, Eitan Wish, who's still a good friend. I said, look, if I got to go out on the road again, I don't want to be stuck in, you know, cars and planes, trains, and automobiles, and, you know, sitting and signing and never seeing the light of day or anything else that's going around. So I said, you know, I want to do something more. So he goes, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, let's do something with food. I like to eat. I know how to eat. I eat a lot. So let's do food. So we wound up creating Food Hound Tidbits. And, before, after, during the events, in between signings, we'd be doing Food Hound Tidbits. And we did 3 seasons of Food Hound Tidbits. So what's the next step? Just like what you should always be thinking with your podcast, you know, what's the next step? Where are you going after this? How do you continue to branch off this? Well, the next step was, well, I can do sauces and seasonings. Always wanted to do them. Let's do them. So I hooked up with K. John's Fiery Foods, which is the granddaddy of hot sauce. And I created with myself and my buddy Bumblefoot and created our own lines of sauces and seasonings, which were all award-winning. Mm-hmm. And, then we were sitting and promoting that. So now we've jumped into the foodie industry, which led me to do more stuff in the food industry and judging and hosting and so forth. And you see what I'm saying? Now, in order to promote and push those sauces and seasonings, as well as I have a candy line and a chocolate bar line, all that jazz. In order to promote that stuff, I wrap that all into the comic book. So there's a bar in the comic book called Heaven, because, you know, heaven and hell, complete with stairway. Get it?
I'm following you. The stairway.
Okay. So I wound up taking that, and we took the sauce and seasoning, and now you can actually have, and mind you, Grindhouse Burgers, because one of my seasonings is Grindhouse Seasoning. You see what I'm saying? Nice. And that now that ties into what? The radio show, the podcast. You see what I mean? So, but people, whether they read the comic or not, they can enjoy the sauce and seasoning line. And if they don't know the comic book, they can still enjoy the sauce and seasoning line and then realize, hey, this is part of a bigger picture. But it's all wrapped together and it's all intertwined. And that's the way I like it. So now the Grindhouse Radio, I came up with the Grindhouse Radio name because I had the Grindhouse seasoning. I was like, well, I like, you know, we're always on the grind. You know what I mean? We work hard. And so it's the House of Grind. And here it is, the Grindhouse Radio. And that was born. So and then I think you've got it from there.
I come to you with my hat in my hands because when you made the reference to heaven to hell and you mentioned the stairway, my mind goes to stairway to heaven. But then I went, is he also talking about the wrong side of heaven and the righteous side of hell? I guess you can educate the blockhead because sometimes I pretend like I know what's going on. I nod my head a lot. But part of that's just being a gracious host, my friend.
It could go any which way your mind wants it to go. And by the way, your video is stopped. It's frozen. So I don't know if anybody else is seeing that, but just so you know, you're frozen on my side.
There's nothing to worry about. That, like I said, there's nothing off limits. And just because it's frozen on there, I can always edit it. The thing is, we are not being watched by any viewership. All I see is you and I. So that's the good thing about this.
There you go.
You and I are just good on audio. I could always edit it or I can leave it exactly like it is. Make some changes or maybe not make some changes. You just talked about this earlier. So we'll see which direction we go to Blockhead Nation there.
You could just cut out my whole spiel that I just did. You
know? I can't do that. I don't have the heart and I don't have the – I'm too intrigued by how diverse your portfolio is. What's the next step? The autobiography of Brimstone by your favorite Blockhead. I just made you $1 million in book sales. We'll go from there.
I actually started writing that. The autobiography has been in the works. It's just I took a step back from it because I felt that it was my wife and I had very long conversations about it, and we decided that it was too soon, too early to do something like that, and there was so much more to unfold. Mm-hmm. So that will be in the works again sometime soon.
And I'll plug it as soon as you allow us the chance. I will shamelessly plug that in the Blockhead Nation. Not a problem. Now, even though I had to educate you a little bit on what this was before we sat down for this podcast, I will tell you that I don't follow it totally and thoroughly all the time, but there is something called TED Talks. My last guest that I had, I asked him what would be the one thing that he would do if he was asked to go do a TED Talk and give his advice and give education. And I wanted to see if you had to give your guys at the round table at Grindhouse Radio, if you could give them one thing that would be their what would be their topic or their advice or their TED Talk if they had a chance to go do it. That's kind of a way to introduce the other guys, even though, you know, that's a shameless plug to you. Everybody that sits in that roundhouse that y'all talk about at Grindhouse Radio, what would be each guy's or gal's personal TED Talk you think they would do if they had the opportunity to be on that platform?
Okay, and that's not including me, right?
If you want to include you, I'm all for it. I just kind of think, what would you think the entire crew would do? What would you do and what would the other guys do? I guess I do want to hear your topic.
Well, I would do something on business and entertainment and entrepreneurship.
Okay.
You know, it's entrepreneurship, entertainment, that's I would really, really get in on that. I think that I could educate really well because I've done it before. So, you know, sure. I think that would be a fun one for me. Then you got Kim. She's a sunshine and rainbows in the group.
Yeah.
And the fact is she's a professional on French fries. So I think that she would do a TED Talk on French fries. We would have Zambo is, what do you call it? He is a gamer. But one thing that he also is that many people don't necessarily know, he has very big bouts with anxiety and depression. And I think that, you know, with our conversations, you know, over the years, and what's funny is Kim and Zambo, they started out as my interns before they were my partners.
Oh, wow.
What do you call it? So, yeah, and that's another whole story. But the two of them, like, so I've seen Steve grow into who he is now. And I think that if he had the opportunity, he would want to educate people that, you know, about depression and anxiety and that it's okay, that there are other people out there like you, and you are loved and stuff like that. So I think that he would go the serious route on that end while throwing it a little bit of humor. Then let's see, Greer. Well, Greer would do nothing but sports. All he would talk about would be sports and all the losing teams too, because he loves the Mets like there's nobody's business. So, yeah, so he would probably have a conversation about sports and and what it means to be a fan of some of the worst teams in history.
Just wondering, when it comes to Greer, do you think that Greer could possibly do a segment with your favorite blockhead over current day mixed martial arts, or does he follow that at all?
Yeah, he does. He'd be able to do it. Yeah, and I'm sure he would jump at the chance to have fun with you.
Yeah, I'll definitely jump the chance one day. Maybe we can have him on the podcast. We can have a talk about UFC, Bellator, and maybe even one championship or anything in between there. Again, it comes down on my side. When I mention my three, you know, you've got the diversity all the way around, every section of it covered. I always tell people I have a trinity. My trinity amongst the three topics that come up a lot are the Peanuts, American history, and mixed martial arts, because I'm one of those guys, if I'm talking sports with you, I'll probably be the most annoying guy in the room because I'll just point out the obvious. But when it comes to MMA, I can actually put together a pretty good narrative for somebody who is a casual fan. So it'd be nice to be able to see just who could kind of hang with me on my show. That's what a lot of times happens with mine, because that's the sport I can talk the best about. Now, since you mentioned Peanuts, I would like to know, is your family this year, whether they're with you or not, will they be watching this the Thanksgiving episode coming up and the Mayflower Voyage episode?
We always watch. Not only do we watch all the damn episodes, we have them all on DVD.
Yes.
So, like, it's fun. You know what's really scary is the fact that we own every single one of, as far as I know, every one of the Peanuts DVDs. And every year, regardless, my wife will still put it on, and we're still stuck watching it on TV when it airs. I don't know why, but it is what it is, and but we love it. We love it. Yeah. Although I gotta say, you know, as much of a classic as it is, I don't know if they'd be able to get away with some of that stuff today.
Oh no,
especially the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get away with some of the discussions on there. But it's one of the greatest fights that ever goes down in the history of any sport. It's Snoopy versus the chair. That's one heck of a boxing match that happens, and a little bit of pro wrestling thrown in there to appease Brimstone. So again, that is all pulling back the curtain a lot for me. I had no idea. I should have known a little bit more as I come again as a gracious host. You probably should have done a little bit more of his homework. Should have known that was one of the things for you to be in the background of professional wrestling. When you mentioned TNA, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Even though I may not be up to date on a lot of what's going on with the product, I've always found the shoots and the doc and things behind the scenes have always been interesting to me of what professional wrestlers would really face, who this person was actually like. So a lot of the things that happened in TNA do have my attention. You saw all that up close and personal. Do you have any real stories about whether it's any of those big industries or whether it's just TNA or one that's out there, it's a local chapter, maybe AEW or something like that? Do you have any stories you want to share just from the road from that time period, or you want to leave that, let sleeping dogs lie on that one?
There are a lot of good stories, but you'll have to wait for the book to come out.
Yeah, there you go. We can plug the autobiography.
Yeah.
We'll keep plugging that away, and there you go. Yeah. And they will be plugged a lot shamelessly on the Blockhead Nation, for sure. Your favorite blockhead.com will be pushing
that. That's appreciated.
That. You bet, definitely. That's appreciated. Because that's what we are. We're a community. We're not really somebody who looks at each other as prospects in competition. We just do better when we edify each other and then each other and build ourselves up. And I love that about your show. You guys
all
do that.
That's all it is, man, is what do you call it? You have to work. When people think they're holier than thou, that's when things get bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what do you call it? But, yeah, we definitely we enjoy you know, working with people and getting in front of people and just, you know, giving back, man. You know, whether it's doing, you know, other shows or doing a lot of
I mean, there's philanthropy.
Charity work, philanthropy.
You know, yeah.
You know, I do a lot of philanthropy, and you know, it's like we're doing here for this weekend on Saturday. We're going to be in New Jersey at Rutgers University. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing the Kidpreneur Business Expo, which is all all kids 4 years old to 18 years old who are their own, you know, CEOs, you know, children right. CEOs. And, you know, they have their own businesses. And, you know, we're giving away a month's worth of advertising for them, you know, just to help get their names out there and so forth, because it's such a great cause and it's cool. And that's not like charity, but you know, we do things for anti-bullying all the time,
sure.
for cancer, breast cancer, you know, diabetes, you name it, mm-hmm. you know, we do it. You know, so it's very important, you know, for everybody out there. It doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, you should always be giving back. And a problem with a lot of people in the public eye, you know, they don't give back. They don't give back as much as they should.
Sure.
Some people do. Some people give a lot. But you know, some people just don't give as much as they should. And you know, I will always put the ones that do out there and talk well about them. And you know, and when I see it happening. So you know, the fact is if you have the opportunity, if you're in that position, give back, folks. Always give back. You know, you have a local food pantry, go bring a couple of things of pasta down there. Let, you know, feed somebody tonight. You know what I mean? What's it cost you? A couple bucks? You know what I mean? Do something.
You know,
every little bit counts.
Every time I do a podcast, I always try to give a chance for people to hear one thing from you. But I think you just solidified everything with that last statement that you got about giving back. I hope the Blockhead Nation will chew on it, will digest everything that you just shared tonight, man. I think that is a great way for us to, I don't mean to make it a wrap and give it closure, but I just go, man, that's a great way for our Blockhead Nation, for others who listen into this, to take that to heart. That was so beautiful that you shared that. So Brim, where can I plug for you guys today? Can I start plugging your Instagram, your Facebook, your website? Share with the Blockhead Nation where we can find you and all these events that are coming up soon.
Okay, so first and foremost, I mean, my official website is www.entrancetohell.com.
Okay.
It's just a gimmick. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
but it is well outdated. It has not been updated in a long time. So there's a lot of stuff that's just not on there. It will be updated hopefully soon. We're kind of trying to reorganize and simplify the site but also put as much information on there as humanly possible without losing stuff.
Sure.
If you really want to get, you know, in touch with me and you want to follow me, I'm very, very, very active on Instagram at The Real Brimstone. It's a verified account. So, you know, it's me. I do post on Twitter. I'm upset with them right now because they still haven't verified me at Entrance to Hell.
Oh,
you can get me on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook often, but that one is also verified. So it's facebook.com/brimstone mm-hmm. Is my official page. If it's not verified, everything except for the, what do you call it? The Twitter. It's not me. People, I do not ever write on any, you know, blogs or any of that stuff. None of that's me. So don't get it right. twisted. That's not me. There are a lot of people that like to play games and put it out there.
Sure.
We call them trolls.
There it is.
So that's another thing. Make sure, steer clear of the haters, people.
Yeah.
They're beneath you. Just steer clear of them. Don't give them the light of day.
And there you have it.
Yeah. You know, what do you call it? But you can also catch the Grindhouse Radio, thegrindhouseradio.com. What do you call it? All the social media is there. If you hit my social, you'll find all GHRs. Hit us up hit me up every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Within Brim Skin. If you want to just go to withinbrimskin.com, it goes straight to iHeart. What do you call it? If you do, you know, the Grindhouse Radio, it's, what do you call it? On thegrindhouseradio.com has everything there.
Yes.
You can click on it, you know, whatever works for you. You know, I just did, a really cool VO work with the Weaklings animated cartoon. I did Game Day, so you know, definitely check them out. They're really cool. I'm going to be in the upcoming WoB World animated series and website. I'm playing a couple of the characters, so definitely stay tuned for that. That's going to be really cool. It's myself, Jim Cummings, who's Tigger and Winnie
yes.
the Pooh from, you know, what do you call it? Classic VO guy. What do you call it? And some of the folks from GHR as well are going to be joining that. You know, the list goes on, man. So many cool things that we have coming up and that I've done and that I'm doing. But, you know, if you hit up, like I said, at The Real Brimstone on Insta, you'll see all that.
Definitely. All these websites are fun, guys. The Instagram page is a lot of fun to follow. And somehow with Facebook, we were able to make this happen. And again, I'm so thankful that, Brian, that you came on tonight, man. I'm so motivated. And this is going to be so fun to put out to the podcast world to be able to hear this. But as we wrap up the show, guys, I will tell you that my other friends over at Five Finger Tees are just as diverse as my friend tonight that's been on the podcast. When it comes to t-shirts, these guys are pop culture inspired and they are ridiculously funny and they will not break the bank. So you will also see, after I've done all the plugs for Grindhouse Radio and for Brim tonight, if you look towards the bottom of the blog page, you will see one for Five Finger Tees. And when you choose the t-shirts that you want, when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code 5OFF. It's all one word. It's all lowercase. It's in the blog. 5OFF. FIVEOF off. To get 5% off of your purchase from my friends over at Five Finger Tees. There's a win for them. There's a win for you as a customer. There's a commission that comes back to your favorite blockhead. It all works out. It's a win-win all the way around. And it's been such a home run tonight with this celebrity in my own mind and so many others' minds on Long Island. I thank you for the time, Brim, and I bid you adieu, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
And on that note, we will see you guys next week on Saturday, just like always, same blockhead time, same blockhead channel, and that is the way the cookie crumbles.